Welcome to Diary of a Big Lad, where Chad O'Brien charts his ups and downs on his quest to improve his health, lifestyle, and get himself to where he wants to be. We talk fitness, diet, social influences, and Chad records what's worked for him, what hasn't, and how you can try out little changes at home to help you get to where you want to be.
He's Nico, and I'm said Big Lad Chad. It's 2024, the year of the dragon. This year we focus on how I, and hopefully you, will be lighting a fire under your tushies. Our tushies. Using our mindset and wit set. Is that a word? I'm really not sure. To habit our way to a healthier, happier busses.
A disclaimer, we do not wish anyone to set fire to their bottoms. I believe what Chad was using there is called a metaphor, the use of which was to share that by listening to his story, you may just get the advice, motivation or kickstart you need to stop reaching for the Pringles and start dancing to the jingles. Anyway, enough of the waffle and more of the Nana, the big lad himself. How are you doing?
Tip top, right up until being called a Nana. Bit harsh.
Well, sure you've been called worse things. Well, we know you have, but...
All right. Yeah, all right. Pick on Chad Day today.
All right.
No, I'm joking. I'm awesome. For a very particular reason, actually. Mm. Well, no, two particular reasons.
Go on.
So, first little reason, which is a bit of an announcement, actually. You may remember from a few episodes back in the episode about going seven levels deep.
Sure.
Careful.
Yeah.
On finding your true why, I mentioned I was going through a bit of learning myself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember it?
I do. Yeah, I remember clearly. Cool. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I've just completed a professional life coaching certification.
Ah.
Which means that, well, it doesn't really mean much, actually, because it's not an accredited regulated body, but it is accredited in the sense of how it can be by a business that is accredited to do them. The good news, thank you.
I want to thank my faith, my mom, my dad, my uncle, my sister, my brother, my cousin, my auntie.
No, it's good in the sense that the reason I'm telling you this now is because it kind of helps me impart that wisdom onto the audience, especially considering we're putting more of a focus on mindset and helping people with mindset and reaching their goals. And now I've got a whole arsenal of things that I'll be sharing continuously about the things I've learned, put into practice myself, but from an angle of using people who've been doing it for 20 plus years on the belief system that I now know as well, which is going to be fantastic for the listeners because, you know, it's going to be backed up with proven methods that work that I know myself and put into practice myself and now accredited to send your way.
That's great,
which is brilliant, really. And then the second thing is that this episode, we're heading into the quantum realm today to take a flashback onto the best bits of 2023. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's about time.
Excellent humour, Mr. O'Brien. Sit back, relax if it's safe to do so, and enjoy our carefully selected rendition of The Big Lad and More of 2023.
Well, I think what we find here is a classic tale of making smart choices. If you are a bread lover, the answer is not so simple as bread is bad, don't eat it, but instead an education of the differences between bread types and the nutritional value or lack thereof in certain instances. Healthline suggested alternatives alongside the types of bread. So they've suggested alternatives.
Right.
Some of which are different types of bread, as you know, discussed, whole grains, granary.
So it's alternatives to white bread.
Yeah. Oh well, alternatives to, you know, your standard white bread. Yeah, I guess that's what they're saying. So they've got things like you can literally replace bread with, as we know, lettuce. You know, you've got lettuce burgers, you know, lettuce sandwiches, which is fine.
I see that, yeah.
Or guess what else they suggest you could replace the bread with?
Another carby thing, like a sort of pasta type thing, I guess, because you could anything you put in a sandwich, you can sort of put on there, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
But no. Egg.
Egg.
It doesn't make it.
You're joking. Egg.
Yeah. You know.
Replace bread with egg.
Mm.
I'm almost speechless. Replace. What do they mean, replace egg with bread? Where's this from? Healthline?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean...
Replace egg... In what context are they talking about replace egg with bread? What are they...
I think, you know, sometimes you do alternatives, and I think alternative foods you can have, and I get that, you know, if they say, you know, you could replace it with this bread, you could replace it with pasta, you could do this, you could do that, as a nutritional alternative, and I get that part of it. However,
I'm sorry, just quick, I know we've like, with sometimes we're mucking around and sometimes we've been serious, you didn't make up egg, Healthline of, can you send me a link?
Yeah, I'll drop it in.
I don't even understand how that works. Why would you say I wanted a piece of toast? All right, Chad, well, morning, what do you want? Toast? What would you like, peanut butter or bacon today? Oh, okay, I'll just bring you the... Oh, peanut butter you've gone for, have you? All right, well, I'll just fry an egg, lather it in peanut butter and put it in your hand. What are they talking about? Does it specify the kind of egg? Fried, I guess, to the point of being burnt because it has to hold something. What's that? You're dipping in over there, Chad. Have you got some bread? Oh, no, it's not bread. I'm dipping an egg in my soup.
Oh, God.
Nutritionally, it doesn't make any sense. Like you said, it's supposed to be fiber and carbs, no? What's egg? It's all protein, isn't it? But, no, I kind of get what you mean. Pizza crust is pushing it, isn't it? Because that is bread. I mean, surely.
It must be. Well, it was mentioned alongside cauliflower bread, so I don't know if it's a combination of the two. Again, these were just headline things. I'm sure those, you know, if you get into the detail of it, someone might come back to us and say, they actually meant this. What are you talking about? Leave them alone. One of the motivations that's changed significantly would be just the ability to, rise to the challenge, I suppose. So, you know, when the challenge comes, I think in the past, I've kind of gone, I don't really enjoy that, so I'm going to do something else. But then I suppose I'm not really learning, I'm not really growing in that way. So pushing through the challenge has been one of the biggest challenges. Mm-hmm. And then nutrition, and then just food in general. It to this day, and I think you'll agree, Nico, that it's hard not eating what you want to eat. It's hard not grabbing that bag of crisps and eating that second bar of chocolate and opening the biscuit tin, tucking into five custard creams and opening up the pack of crackers and slicing butter on them and putting cheese on them.
To do it!
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the sound of
anyone listens, Mike. Well, this isn't useful. I'm currently in the fridge now, buttering up a cracker, placing cheese and ham on it.
Just putting the plate down and half. No, it's true, though. There is only so much. And obviously, we've all, I'm sure anyone listening to this has done the same thing. There's only so many ways you can tell yourself to be like, either like, oh, you know what, from tomorrow, I'll do it. You know, you're stood in the store or the shop, if you're in the UK, and you just look. Which we are, yeah, just in case. They'll never find us. Our secret location, the Big Lad Cave. Like, you know what the feeling is, where it's like, look, I'm going to start tomorrow, I'm just going to finish this, whatever it is, whether it's like you said, a pack of biscuits, a pack of bacon, or it's this time I'm just going to buy a bunch of burgers because this and it's Friday and I've just been paid, and then I'll start on Monday, and then I'll da 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 da. Or telling yourself that you're like, you know what, I can have it and I can resist it, it's in the house, I've got it. At some point, you're going to need to take some sort of action, or, you know, find what works for you, which is another main theme of the show, isn't it? Is like, what works for me personally might not be the same for you. Honestly, with biscuits, and I really mean this, I only ever get them if it's a special occasion, because if I have them, they will get eaten. Like, there's other stuff that I can have in the cupboard and I can put off, but biscuits are getting done. Like, if I have one and it gets dunked, that whole packet's going in. Like, that whole thing. Even if I have to make another cup of tea, which I will do if I'm sitting around eating biscuits. If I don't have them, I won't. And it's not like I replace biscuits with something else. And I think, like you said, with nutrition, it does take a lot of homework, and it's can be super boring. But when you find a balance that works, like I said, we're obviously not experts, otherwise we wouldn't still be it, would we? We'd be sitting around looking good on a beach somewhere, I guess. or just go into gyms to just stand there and be like, this is your goal, lads. You want to get to this stage. But instead, we're sat here talking about biscuits.
Well, biscuits are designed to be eaten. And I know that sounds really redundant because
I
surely
use them
most
posters, but now you put it like that. Yeah, I probably will. Yeah.
What I mean is they're small.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
They're easy to chew, easy to swallow. They ignite those taste buds. You know, whereas a big chunky raw carrot, it's not necessarily easy to eat, you know. It's not easy to eat. If it's a small baby carrot, they're a bit easy to eat. So actually, funnily enough, I prefer small baby carrots to big old carrots.
Not as good for dipping in tea, though, are they?
No. Well, it concluded the Couch to 5K challenge. Pleased to say that it was a success.
Nice.
So in 10 weeks, I've gone from running 5-minute splits to 5K nonstop and in under 30 minutes. So yeah, it was really, honestly, it was a really good feeling. And because I was within a few days of needing to achieve it, I was having like a mental battle in my brain, literally like devil and angel kind of type speaking. And I was sort of in the middle and, you know, I got to sort of like 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes. And I could feel my body almost flagging a bit, but I didn't really know or understand why. I was like, what are you talking about? And it's because I know it was drawing closer. So even though I had a few more days left, I was kind of like, this is the day that I need to do it. If I don't do this, I'm not hitting that goal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one part of my brain's kind of saying, sorry, you know, no, you're not going on for another 20 minutes. No chance. Not at this pace. Not a chance. Slow down. The other guy's going, oh, no, we can do it. It's all right. We can do it. And then I'm just like, would you both just shut up? And honestly, I'm having this conversation in my head, right? Because I'm telling all these, these little voices, and not crazy, by the way. I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
And then I started like almost piecing them out by going, I remember actually thinking this thought. I said, well, put it this way. We've got to get to 5K in under 30 minutes by this date. And if we don't do it today, we're going to have to do it tomorrow. And then if we don't do it tomorrow, we're going to have to do it the next day. We're already halfway there, so it's either we do it now or we're going to have to do this whole thing again. So it's up to you. I'm going to keep on doing it. So whether you want to help me or just argue about whether I can do it or not, honestly, I'm having this conversation in my head. I says, and then I almost remember, well, if you're adamant, right, if I'm adamant and I'm going to do it, then you better put some music on rather than listening to this audible. So I said, and I said to myself, that's right. So guess what came on?
I'm going to guess. Is it from a certain soundtrack?
It was the entire soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
Of Rocket.
Very nice.
And that's what got me through. Yeah. Did it.
That's brilliant.
It
was, yeah.
Honestly, quality. So, you know, one of the reasons that I, and again, without trying to sound crazy, one of the reasons that I've been reading a book called Solve for Happy by Mo, Gaudet. And it talks about this this voice inside your head that isn't you. And it's essentially telling you things that isn't your sort of thought process. That's just your brain. And your brain's wired to, well, instinctively do things, such as when I was running, my brain can feel me flagging. So it's kind of like, oh, well, we need to stop this because this doesn't feel good. This right. doesn't feel nice. However, knowing that that thought was going to come into my head after reading this book, I just said, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to be aware of that coming in and decide that I'm not going to listen to it. And then, I just remember, and I ended up slowing down at one bit, right? Slowing down. But not to slow down because I couldn't take it anymore. I realized that not just was I hearing, you know, myself saying stop, but I was losing focus and I knew I needed to regain focus. and calm my mind a little bit. So I sort of started to slow the pace down, knowing that it was going to make it, well, effectively harder than to hit the goal of 5K in under 30 minutes. But by slowing the pace down, reducing my heart rate, it allowed me to think more clearly. And then basically, essentially, keep pushing through. And that sounds a bit backwards. So I had to work harder, but it made it easier by slowing down, not to regain my breath, not to, but more to just calm my mind so that I could keep on pushing through. So really, honestly, just all in the brain, all in your mindset.
That's interesting. A lot going on up here as well as down there.
Yeah.
Did you
careful?
just to clarify, what was the book called there? Like, I didn't catch the.
Oh, sorry. That was Solve for Happy.
Solve for Happy. Okay, cool.
I've got a lid.
You're going to flip the lid instead. Right. That's literally.
Yeah, so you can either pink or not lid. So
okay.
You want the white side or the pink side?
I'll what go for go the with? Pink, please.
Right. Right. It did land on the white side, so it's me first.
Oh, right. That's how it works.
You're just going to have to trust me because you couldn't see it.
I was going to say, yeah. And also, you just. We didn't discuss which way around was who went first. Either way, I've heard of flipping your lid, but that's ridiculous.
Hee.
So,
all right.
On with the motivation. You don't get this sort of stuff from Joe Rogan. So you're going first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, if the timer is ready.
Timer. Yeah, timer's ready. And go. Right, so it's A, motivational movie soundtrack, starting with A. I really should have at least thought of the first couple.
I thought you had an A, that's why you were like so keen to be first.
I don't know why I was keen to be first. It's much harder, especially when I keep looking at my watch and realising I'm running out of time. Oh, I think I'm going to lose my first point. I've lost it.
Oh, okay.
We'll did you have one for A?
I did, yeah, but I'll leave it till the end, then we'll discuss it, because I'll lose my 30 seconds otherwise, won't I?
All right, go.
I think you're going to guess. Because of what I thought for A, it led to what gave me B, which is Black Panther.
Oh!
On top of it. What's that?
What's the song called?
Oh, just the whole soundtrack. Is that good? Well, I don't know which one individually, but the one that's like...
Yeah, but does that count?
Yeah, I didn't know, because if you need to know the name of the song, that's like impossible, isn't it? Like,
all right, okay.
I can't give another example to another letter, but
yeah, okay.
You know the one I'm talking about. I'll put a link to it in the notes. I'll put a link to all of the songs that we say in the notes. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That way they'll have a playlist as well.
I feel like I probably would have had one for A now if I'd not been thinking too. I was thinking like name of the song.
Oh, you can have a go again.
Within
that's
movie.
What I mean. I don't know every name of the song on the soundtrack.
No, that's good. We'll go your way. It's fine.
I thought it was
it's
like
fine.
The whole
right,
soundtrack.
So what? So it's C for me, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so C. I am going to go for name of a song. You can go name of a song or maybe the movie that the song's in. Chariots of Fire.
Oh, okay, yeah. Quite good if you're running in slow motion, I think.
Yeah, perfect for that. Right, D, go, Nico.
D. It sounds like I'm taking the mic, and it's not just a film that starts with a D, but the Django Unchained soundtrack's pretty badass, isn't it? You could play that at the gym easily.
Okay, so we're going Django Unchained.
That's a solid choice.
Fair enough. All right, so I've got D, E, E.
Yeah.
E. I could be.
I can think of films that start with an E, but not that have a justifiable motivational soundtrack.
Well, there is one, a really obvious one, and it's Whether You Let Me Have It, Endgame.
I thought that, but then I was like, that's Avengers colon Endgame, which is going to be.
Yeah,
my
okay,
end.
Okay. All right.
But I thought if you go into like colons, then we could be all. Do you know what I mean? You could be like.
Yeah. 2.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. E. Right. Oh, timer.
It's an odd one, isn't it?
Enter the Dragon?
Ah, yeah, you can have that. da, 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 da. Yeah, that's the top one. Yeah, that's it.
Got another question for you, Ray, though. Well, actually, more of a statement. Because you do work out with your dad sometimes.
Yeah.
But you also, you go to a little exercise class sometimes.
Yes, because can I tell you all about it? So we're looking for a gymnastics class. My friend at the school, she like goes to gymnastics and I want to join her because she said there's like a space. So I keep on asking her, is there a space for gymnastics? But right now, I go to a kids' fun club and I go to a gym class at Burntwood and I go to 412, which is pretty much a performance class. And soon later, we'll be going back to the holiday club, kids' fun club we call it sometimes. And I really love doing that and I don't really want to stop doing it because it gets me fit, healthy. And if I just fall over, I get back up, keep on going.
Speaking of being fit.
And I have so much fun and I love it so, so, so much.
That's brilliant, that, right? I'm really glad you love the keeping fit, healthy. It really helps me, actually. And it helps me, carry on with my adventure. Speaking of being fit and healthy, you're quite accustomed to some healthy snacks there. You've just been eating some healthy snacks. What have you been
eating? Yep, I have. And I've had some cucumber and grapes. And I have just finished it. And when I first decided to do this, I was like so excited because I didn't know I was joining this because soon later I just my dad just told me, do you want to join the podcast? And sometimes and ask questions. Well, I loved that answer.
Ray, that's really lovely. I'm just going to tell you now, just for the purpose of those listening, I'm just going to explain something to Ray, because I think she thinks that the microphone bar going up and down is a game. It's not about trying to get it higher. You just speak as you are. You're doing great.
Like this.
You don't need to whisper. It's all right. Just speak like normal Ray does. No, that's whispering even quieter.
Like this?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Just
perfect voice.
Right, there you go. Perfect. Right, I have got some more questions for you. Is that okay, Ray?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, what do you think about your daddy getting fit and healthy then?
I answered this in the car. And I thought, workouts every night and every morning. Even if I'm late for school, it's more important to do workouts than being late for school. And we need to work out all the time and be fit and healthy. Do things what make you healthy. Go to the gym every week. And what I'm talking about is quite fun. It is really fun. I love it so much.
Yeah. That's really good, but I just want to clarify, Ray. I've never said that going to the gym is more important than school, yeah? I've never said that, have I?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about it.
Well, yeah,
this is my job, so you don't need to that. Answer the questions for me. By the way, this is my job, and my dad thinks I'm cocky when I'm not.
Ray, stop.
Now he's laughing his head off, and I'm happy to share this with you.
Right, okay.
And that's it. If you like the sound of that, feel free to rewind time back to all those episodes. I'll chuck them in the description, but in case you just can't wait and are waiting with a pen and a notepad or a chalk and a board or a piece of rock and a sharper piece of rock, because you're really traditional, and you're ready to record the names. the episodes you just listened to were snippets from Get Ready for This, Biohacking, Progress Part 2, Motivational Soundtracks, A to Z, and our Christmas special with our very first and very wonderful guest, Ray. So then that's done. Anything on next week and final thoughts?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, first of all, if you're looking back at 2023, have a think about your best bits. Think of everything that you did that made you proud. Smile, laugh, focus on the positive, and do more of that. You become what you think. So why not keep thinking just how wonderful you are? And when you tackle your goals for the new year, keep reminding yourself you've got this with a big old smile on your face. And as always, keep on sweating. I want to do the out.
They're blocking the door. They're blocking the door.
I want to do the outro. Oh.
Listen.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Right, I'm going to do the outro. Yeah, yeah. David, shut up. Shut up. Thank you. Thank you. It's not the X Factor. Diary of a Big Lad is an Osborne Road production, featuring Chad O'Brien and Nico Diodoro. Theme tune written and performed by Jay Stevens. For more Diary of a Big Lad content, find us at Diary of a Big Lad on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads.